I firmly believe in going and praying around where you might be going for an interview and things. And I just got a real sense of God's presence in a powerful way when I was there. And recently he's really been speaking to me, but he was trying to speak to me before about Warwick. I don't know whether all of you know, I'm divorced, and I've been divorced, what, 10 years or so? And basically I went on a visit with a load of children, yet God, I went to Warwick Castle, and at this point I was a Christian, I knew God, but I didn't know Jesus in the way that I should have known Jesus, you know, and Father God. So there was lots going on. At this time, I went on a trip with a load of children, year one children, and I was at Warwick Castle. Yet in the midst of all of that, he brought an absolute bubble of peace and just showed me the table with the Queen and things like that, and spoke to me about, you know, him preparing a table in the midst of my enemies. And, you know, my relationship is deepening all of the time with all of the things that I go through, the struggles, because these churches that I go to are not as free as this. They're not as free as this. You don't experience God in the magnitude that you do when you come here, in the freedom, which is sad. And you know what? In these jobs, God does a lot in your heart too, because you can have kind of prejudices and think, oh, you know, I've got it right, I know, I've this. But no. I fully believe my relationship with God is the key thing, and everything else flows out of that. And I'm wanting to hear him. I'm wanting to see him. This job is different because I've spent 3.5 years. Well, I think the first year for me was really hard at the Children and Families because of all the religion and all the stuff that was going on that I didn't really understand. But in that time, I clung to God, and he helped me with my relationship with him. So this time, I've gone in with a different perspective, very proactive, know what's what, but I'm sure there's lots that I can learn on the way as well. And it's been really fabulous. Fabulous. I will invite you guys to come and see me over the Easter period if you want to.
Yeah, that'd be great. So are there any particular ways we can be praying for you or supporting you in your new situation?
I think when you're in that kind of environment and it's very rigid and you know God out like that, it can be really wearing at times, and I have found it really wearing. But at the same time, digging deeper with God and asking him to empower me. So if you could, you know, just be praying that he does that. He does that anyway. But
amen. That's great. Yeah. So I think we're just going to pray. I'm going to ask people in my leaders' huddle to come and pray for Jill. We're going to lay hands on her, because really we're sending her out as a missionary from our church fellowship to encourage the churches in Warwick. And our Kairos Connection church family, there's a church in Warwick that I think Jill's met the vicar of that are part of the network. So although Jill has to work there every Sunday, she's responsible for all the children's ministry in that church. We don't want to lose connection. We're still part of the same family. And so, you know, any things in our home...
They are very good. I mean, there's some absolutely beautiful spirit-filled Christians there that are just amazing at, you know, helping with those things. I'd just like you to pray as well that they carry on being like that, that the fear that you can feel there doesn't stop them from moving forward. We started a Lent group, which is very, very different, very joyful about the gospel this week. And, you know, I can see already there's going to be some challenges, but, you know, God is good. You know, that he'll just empower each and every one of us there, because it's not just me going there with Jesus, it's, you know, us as a whole. I mean, the church is the church. You, them, every other church. There's no kind of, oh, you do things this way, you do things this way. We're there to lift Jesus up. Every one of us, we just do it in very different ways. And some of us are not as free as the rest, but I really want to see this church and the church just rise in these times, and, you know, for us to be hearing God and moving in the direction he wants us to, because in those kind of jobs there's a lot of pressure from other other people to go with what they think's right. But the key people, like the ministers and that, they really need to be hearing God.
Amen. Okay, so let's just come forward a bit, Jill. Let's pray for you. So Forsyth, Jonathan, Charity, Leroy, Thais, Esther, let's just come and pray for Jill and Commissioner from our, you know, with our God's blessing and his anointing for this new role. Father, we just thank you for Jill. We thank you, Lord, for the 10 or more years that she's been part of our church family and all that we've learned. And through Jill and from Jill, and the way you've blessed every one of us, Father, because she has been served you. Lord, we know it's not been an easy journey, but Jill has been an example to us not to give up, to keep following Jesus, keep listening to God, hang in there. And Lord, Jill is an example of how God brings you through. And God brings you through in victory. So we want to thank you for this new job, which we believe you've opened up for Jill. We bless her right now with all the supernatural anointing and wisdom and gifts, Lord, that she'll be as wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove when she's negotiating church politics in that situation. And Lord, that she'll have boldness from the Holy Spirit not to compromise on sharing what you give her to the children, to everyone she ministers to. And Lord, we pray that you'll keep the family connection between us, even though we don't see her on Sundays while she's doing this job. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father, for placing Jill in us for the 10 years that it's been. Lord, I personally can say that Jill has been the mirror that you wanted in my life, that as I've looked at Jill, I have seen her actions follow her words every single time, and she's always backed up physically with a promise that she's made verbally. And Lord, I know that that's challenged my faith, given me the impetus to keep correcting things in my own life, Lord. And I just pray that you will continue to do the same thing in the wider church, that you'll be using her instrumentally to bring that mirror facet of her personality into every relationship she meets in this new job, in this new role. And that, Lord, your church, your body will benefit from it. That will be more accurate, more helpful as your hands on earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jill. Thank you for her blessing to us. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we thank you for Jill. We just thank you for her humble heart, oh God, that she's willing to learn of you. We thank you for your wisdom. That is wisdom, oh God. Thank you. Because she's blessed in every area, oh God. And she depends on you fully and totally, oh God, to run that place, to do her job right, to shine, to triumph over everything that have been thrown at her. Thank you, oh God, for she's more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, she goes there believing in herself, because she knew her Father. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that you have placed in her. Amen.
Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for our dear sister Jill. Thank you, Lord, because she's indeed born of your word. She overcomes this world and all its circumstances. Yes. And we thank you because she's likened unto a house that is built upon the rock. Even with the winds and the storm that came into her life, she stood still. She wasn't moved. She wasn't shaken. Her faith stood. Father, we thank you. Even as she's moved into this new job, with your anointing and your grace upon her life, Father, Lord, she will reveal you unto her world where you've sent her right now. Father, Lord, it's not by chance that she got that job. It's for a purpose, for a greater purpose to be fulfilled in her life. Lord, we thank you. She's attractive. The light upon her attracts people. Amen. Yes, into the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord, we bless you for her life, for the life of her loved ones, her children. Lord, her desires indeed shall not be cut short. Father, Lord, even as she's come into you, Lord, doors of opportunities are opening for her children. Yes, to know you deeper, that deeper revelation will come to them. Amen. Father, because you know her heart desires, yeah. Lord, and they shall not be cut short in any way. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for Jill. We thank you that she has crossed our pathways and has enriched all of our lives and has empowered us to be able to look at what you have done through her and how she's evolved into a virtuous, a woman who is totally and utterly hearts to you, Lord.
Yes.
Her heart is for you, and that is all that's important, and the fact that she's just willing to go. Oh, sorry. Father God, I just thank you that it says in your word in Romans 8 that, you know, when those times and trials that Jill will be faced with and what she has been faced with and the groans that we cannot express verbally, we just thank you that she's more and more edified by your spirit that is in working in her actively and is powerful, and that people see her not as the way that she sees herself, but sees you working through her, Lord. I thank you that she's a mother to these children, a mother of heart, of compassion. And Father God, that you bring the right people along, working alongside Jill, that she's not able to take on the mission on herself, but everything that you have set before her footsteps, that you bring the right people. You've brought your angels to give special charge over Jill. Right. And Father God, as we spoke with the politics and the differences and the religious mindsets, Father God, we just thank you that your power that is working actively through grace and through Jill's heart, that they will be empowered to move forward as a body. And Lord, that you bring us closer together as a body, as a church,
yes,
as your vision is accomplished and your purposes through Jill's life. We thank you, Father God, as Heartbeat Church, as it is a powerhouse to encourage Jill, to know that this is her family as well.
Amen.
That we're always here with her, working alongside of her. So, Father God, I just thank you that we can go with expectations, the opportunities and the doors that are being opened for us as a family. And I just thank you as we walk together that Jill knows that she is never, ever on her own.
Amen.
But she has a family that is here where she's fed at any point in time that you need to bring her here, Lord. Not only to bring her to fill her, but also to encourage us as well, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for Jill's life. Lord, we thank you that you brought her here, Father God. I thank you for her empathetic heart, Lord God. I thank you that I could liken to her, Father, and that she, when I met her, she was just overflowing in love for others, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you have commissioned her to go out now, Lord, and just be your light wherever she goes, Father God. And I thank you that you are her firm foundation, and Lord, we can be a foundation for her, Lord, that when she, if she ever needs to retreat back or she needs prayer, Father God, that we can supply that to her, Father God, that we can support her in all her needs, Father God, that it wouldn't be that she's left, Lord, that it is a family, like she said, that she can come back and just connect to us, Father God. Lord, I just lift her family before you, Father, and Lord, I just thank you for each and every single one of their lives. I thank you for what you have done for Jill in her family's lives, Lord. I thank you for that mustard seed, and I thank you for that growth, and I thank you, Lord, for her heart's desires for her family, Lord God. As she goes out, Lord, and does your word, Lord, as she works with others, Lord, we just lift them all before you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for blessings upon them, Father, and we ask for favor, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to continue creating these tables, Lord, where Jill and her family will sit, Lord. We ask you to take them to places where they never thought their minds or hearts would go, Father. But Lord, we ask you also that that they are anchored to you, Lord, that they know that the places they're going to, Father, are from you, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask for your protection around Jill as she goes out, Lord God. We ask for your blood, her drug protection, Lord, that wherever she may go, Lord, that you will be there with her, Lord. That you, at times, Lord, you will just be able to place her in a bubble, Lord, and that will be impenetrable, Lord, Father God, that she is yours, Lord, that she is protected from you, Father God. Lord, we just love upon her. We thank you for her life, and we ask you to bless her. Amen.
Lord, we just we speak success and blessing over Jill's driving lessons, driving tests, Lord. We thank you that Jill will be driving around on her own soon this year. And we know, you know, we do need supernatural grace with driving lessons and tests. So we bless her with that. And I just feel, Jill, the Lord saying you will be a light shining in the darkness, and the darkness will not be able to stand before you, but will flee, and you will bring the light of Jesus to many people's lives in Warwick as you serve him faithfully there. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Just to confirm, I really believe in asking God for a prophetic picture and a prophetic word, and he did say to me about bearing light. I'm really blessed that I can worship God in a little bubble as well. I work in a grade 2 listed building. It is absolutely breathtaking, and there I am in my little children's corner just giving my heart and worshipping God. Amen. Amazing it is.
Amen. Praise God. So and who's got the card? Let's give Jill the card, and that hopefully everyone's had a chance to sign it, and that's a little gift from everyone. So towards you driving or whatever you want to do with it. And I know some people gave before Christmas, yes, towards Jill as well.
I've been able to start my driving. It's just been the impossible task, I thought, but I just kept saying, God, you said, you know, give these things to you. I want to do it for your glory, you know. So he's made a way where there seemed to be no way. So yeah.
Amen. Did you want to say anything, Diva?
She wants to drive.
Okay. So that's good. And it's great to do that. And obviously, we haven't got time for us all to pray over Jill. But if you do ask the Lord for words of encouragement, and then we can use different means to pass that on. So we've paused the Job Club at the moment because one of the scriptures for me, you know, as we're adjusting to adoption, the Lord gave me for this year was, "Come to me, all you who are tired and heavy laden," and I was struggling with the word. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So decided to take just a season to ask the Lord, what do you want us to be doing next? We had a prayer meeting a few weeks ago at Esther's house, and we've got a leaders huddle Wednesday this week. We'll continue praying, because we don't want to just keep doing things because we've always done them. It's always good to go back to God and say, "Well, God, do you want us to carry on with the job club? Then who do you want? Which of us are you speaking to about doing that? And or is it a different form of community outreach?" If I just show you a few more slides here. Jill had a vision for a parent and toddler group, and we've got funding from the big lottery to run one, but Jill's current job means she's not going to be able to do that. Stoke Heath Community Centre are very keen for us to get to use that money there to run the things that we've been funded to do. So that's the room we've got at Stoke Heath Community Centre. So we have done one job club session there using those computers. Emma, Dave and Sandra are running the Caris Bible study group in that room. So you had your first one last week or so, didn't you? And that's fortnightly. But that room's available. And there's some of us talking and praying about youth events and activities, whether we could use that. For men's and ladies' events, if you want to make use of that, you can. That's for our use. Leroy has been faithfully carrying on at Red House Park with the football. I took that photo last summer. And Leroy's in there somewhere. And so again, although you may not, there's different ways, you may not be a football player, but God may want you to go down when they're finished and maybe take them down some drinks or something, or biscuits, and just interact, socialise with the guys. Because you get, how many guys do you get up to down there, Leroy? You can get up to 20 guys just coming down, they all know Leroy. But what we want to do this year, the word that the Lord's really given me for this year is family, that God wants us to move as a family. And you know, there's a scripture here that says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but we keep meeting together, we keep encouraging one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Israel's going to be 70 years old this year. There are lots of signs that we're approaching Jesus' return. And another scripture that the Lord has given me for this year is Acts chapter 2. Let me just read that. About how the believers lived their lives 7 days a week together by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And for me, that's my real heart from God for this year. I believe that's what he wants us to be doing more and more. And we know it's challenging. Some of us work long hours. You know, we have childcare responsibilities. But I think it's always worth it whenever we make the effort to meet together and in bring people in. Like Job Club has brought Deba into our church family. And we had a pancake evening a few weeks ago. Hayley and Steve were there. And we had one of the ladies' events at our house. It was great to see Coralie and Esther's daughter come along and really, really be encouraged. In Acts 2, at the end of the day of Pentecost, it says, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, hanging out together, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. That speaks about sharing our resources. You know, one of the things we did with Jill that allowed those garden events to happen is the year before last we cut down her giant mutated hedge. It was a mammoth effort. Credit to my brother who drove all the way from Shropshire with his chainsaw and put, I don't know, about 8 hours serious chainsawing in, and then many of us ferrying it all to the tip. So that's an example of Acts sort of two. Someone's got a hedge that's too big for them, then you know, we'll help each other out. And then that allows God to do things through that. And what else were they doing here in Acts chapter 2? It says, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, not just here at 87, not at St. Barnabas, but house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. So they were eating together, praising God and having favour with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So they were meeting in homes daily and people were being added daily. In other words, they were being added to the church by coming to believers' homes. And, you know, I know many of us do this, you know, we use our homes to invite people in, and that's one of the most powerful things we can do to help people experience God's kingdom. You know, for many people, they've never seen a Christian marriage. And just actually watching, coming to a home, a Christian home, and watching how a Christian husband and wife treat each other is a powerful witness to Jesus. So some of the things I believe the Lord's saying to us for this year is to develop rhythms of prayer. So I better stop now because we're kind of out of time, but we'll share more about that. And I think using technology like WhatsApp for praying or Facebook groups is a great way to just build prayer momentum amongst us. And making faith declarations over our families. So ask the Lord this year, what do you want to see happening in my family? And then you start speaking that over, regardless of what it looks like right now. We know Abraham had no kids, and God said, you're the father of, you know, multitudes, countless multitudes. And he started declaring that. So let's declare it over our families and over our church. And then building a missional family lifestyle. I think that's what God wants us to be doing, like we read in Acts chapter 2. And whether or not we continue with the Job Club will depend on whether it serves and comes out of that missional family lifestyle. And we thank God for the way Jill has modelled that. So let's pray, and then I think Esther and Cyril are going to help us serve the drinks. And Forsyth sneakily didn't mention his birthday last Sunday when we prayed for Jane and Cody. But Karen's baked you a cake anyway, Forsyth. And so we'll pray for you. And I think there's a few more birthdays. Whose birthday is it next week? Are you here next Sunday, Jonathan? Sorry? Okay, we'll pray for you next Sunday then. So, Father, we just thank you for meeting together as your family. And, Lord, every one of us sitting in this room has life, world-changing potential for Jesus inside us. We thank you that many of us do travel around the world sharing the good news, and you want all of us to do that at some point in our lives. And, Father, here in Coventry, we pray as we've heard the stories of how you've used Jill, just one member of our church, over the last few years, with others working with her. We pray that all of us will, you will do exceedingly beyond all that we can ask and imagine according to your power that works in us. And we say, Father, to you be glory in this church and your wider church around Coventry, Warwickshire and the whole world through Jesus. Amen. We bless Forsyth. We thank you for his birthday last week. We pray he'll have a wonderful year, safe journeys everywhere he goes in his car. Health, no back problems at all, strong, healthy body, and blessings on his marriage, on his parenting, and his desire to share the gospel with people wherever he goes. Let him see increase in every area of his life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thanks everyone. So let's have tea and cake, coffee.
That's Ricky. Yeah. Can't hear the music now.
Yeah, it's turned off now.